Good afternoon, KDIX listeners. This is Julie Ellingson of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. Last week, I shared news with you on progress on the trucking regulation front with the dismissal of what was called the speed limiter rule. Continued work in that space is ongoing in Washington, including support for the Hauling Exemptions for Livestock Producers Act, or the HELP Act, introduced by Representative Jeff Hurd of Colorado. This legislation supports livestock haulers by protecting drivers from burdensome hours of service and electronic logging device mandates, which can have serious animal welfare implications when hauling live animal cargo. The livestock industry has worked with Congress for years to get regulatory relief from these mandates and impressed upon lawmakers that livestock haulers need flexibility to complete their trips free from the government mandates. The HELP Act would codify the hours of service and electronic logging device exemptions issued by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration for about 2 years during the COVID pandemic. The HELP Act legislation would reinstate permanent exemptions and provide flexibility necessary to safely transport livestock. In the last several years, haulers have proven they can safely transport livestock without the added government red tape. In other news, President Trump's deadline for countries to negotiate a deal with the U.S. or face reciprocal tariffs came and passed last week. There's been significant progress with multiple countries, but many others had not reached what was deemed an acceptable status by U.S. negotiators, resulting in the president issuing an order to modify the reciprocal tariff rates previously delayed from July. While fentanyl-related tariffs on Canada were increased to 35%, those tariffs do not apply to goods that are covered under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, so cattle and beef are exempt. The 25% tariff on Mexico has been delayed for 90 days, while all other tariff increases will take effect today. Another notable trade situation in the beef space is in Brazil, where the president is holding the country accountable by increasing the tariff on beef to more than 76%. The livestock industry has for many years been calling for the full suspension of imported Brazilian beef due to the country's lack of accountability on accepted cattle health and food safety protocols. Finally, North Dakota brand renewals were mailed this week, and current brand owners should be seeing those blue forms in their mailboxes now. If yours has not arrived, call Joan Zimmerman, the brand recorder at our office, to check on its status. By law, brand owners have until December 31st, 2025 to get their brands renewed. After that, the brands are considered expired and may no longer be used, so don't delay in getting them completed and returned. Brand registration and inspection are just two examples of how the North Dakota Stockmen's Association works to unite, protect, promote, educate, and serve the beef industry here in North Dakota. To learn more, call us at 223-2522 or visit us at ndstockmen.org. That's all for Stock Talk today. Have a great Thursday.